John, it's James. Warm up the tires and turn up the engine because it's time to start the Outlap F1 podcast. From the Sports Talk Garage Network studio in Chicago to the best fans from around the world, join us every week for Formula One news, insights, race previews, and reviews. Welcome to episode 14 of the Outlap F1 podcast. This is a very special bonus episode coming to you live from the Outlap F1 kitchen. I'm James, of course, here with my boy John. John, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. We've been waiting a long time for this, so shout out real fast to the guys at the Formation Lap podcast for giving us an inside scoop of where we could find this delicious, rich energy. So shout out to you guys. Appreciate the heads up.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that, guys. Thank you very much. If it wasn't for the fact that you guys are St. Louis fans, you'd be all right in my book. So thanks for that.
Go Hawks.
All right, so basically what we have here, we have a can of just regular Monster, a can of regular Red Bull, and a can of Rich Energy. That is right. We do have Rich Energy. We're able to track it down and find ourselves a case. So we poured a little bit in each cup. We each have one cup of each, and it's a blind taste test. We have no idea what's in each of our cups. So we're going to taste them one at a time. They're numbered 1 through 3 for each of us. We'll give a little bit of feedback after each taste. And then at the end, we're going to say what's our best and what's our least favorite. And hopefully none of us die when we get to the Rich Energy one.
And they're all in not see-through cups. So, yeah, you can't see in them. They're all perfectly weighed out, same exact weight, same temp, same everything. So this is about as blind as I think we could probably get this. So
yeah, a little bit suspicious, I'd say. As I was pouring them into the cups, the Red Bull was definitely a much darker color. And the Monster was definitely a much darker color. The Red Bull and the Rich Energy, pretty much identical in smell and basically how they look, the color of them. So I guess we'll see what the taste is like. So let's both go ahead and start with number one. And I'll cheers you.
Cheers, cheers.
To the summer break here.
Bad thing about using a plastic cup.
That one's got, the initial taste is pretty much your typical energy drink taste, nothing special, but the aftertaste, not so good, kind of tart.
That's your one?
That is my number one.
So mine's actually pretty easy drinking.
Okay.
I could see this going in like a little bit of mix of some vodka, maybe a little nice mixer.
Now we're talking. If only it wasn't a work night.
Yeah, mine's pretty good actually.
Oh, okay.
Across the board, I would drink this. All right. I don't know what the hell it is, but
I'm excited to find out
what your number one is. But my number one is not too shabby. So
yes, just to clarify, we mixed up our cups before I numbered them, so my number one is not the same as John's. If they are, it's just purely by chance. So now we're gonna go with number two here. See what we got. Another
cheers.
Cheers. This one's better. This one's got a nice sweetness to it.
This one's sweet too.
The aftertaste is actually pretty good.
So mine's sweet with like a little bit of a funky aftertaste.
See, for me, energy drinks are all about the aftertaste. And this, my number two here actually has a nice smooth finish.
I would drink this though.
See, this one I can see myself drinking.
I'm worried that I'm going to end up taking Rich Energy. I'll probably die next week because some God only knows what in this can, but.
You've already missed one episode due to sickness. You can't do it again.
That's true. Nothing like editing your episode when you're getting talked shit about for calling in sick for your episode. It's always fun. And apparently I got to pay up some beers and some bourbons from last one. Yeah.
Albon is definitely going to get a podium before Coda.
It's not bad, though. Not bad. Number two, not bad.
All right. Now, finally, we got number three.
Clear my palate here a little bit.
Need some pretzels or something.
Shit. Fucking tasting wine here. All right. All right. Cheers.
Here goes nothing.
Oh, shit.
Oh. I don't like that one at all. Oh.
It's possible that we ended up with two and three of the same, I'm thinking.
Well, if we ended up with three the same, one would have to be the same too.
That's true. That well, is true.
I don't even want another sip of that. That's awful.
So, mine is like, has like a sweet start, and then, I don't know, it kind of tastes like a candy gone bad.
Yeah, mine's like a burnt caramel or something. It's,
oh, there is a little bit of caramel in there.
Oh, that is really
bad. I feel
bad.
Like we're in Napa right now. Like I have a scent of chocolate and cinnamon, cigar smoke, tobacco flavor.
Oh, that is not good. I would not drink that ever again. It is going to be pretty wild if all three of our numbers were the same. That would be totally by chance, but I guess it's possible.
I mean, I mixed this stuff up like 6 times before you marked them, so.
True. Same.
But yeah, number 3 is freaking awful.
Number 3 is definitely the worst for sure. So let's put that over here. That one doesn't need to be drink again. I need to try these two again.
Between number 1 and number 2, yeah. What's your drink of choice here? See, my number 1 is they're very similar.
I'd say I agree. Number 1 and 2 are super similar. I think,
which makes me want to think like, is this Red Bull and Rich Energy? And they're similar because William Story just stole this shit. Or is the Red Bull the Rich Energy so damn bad that's the one we can't drink?
That's what I'm hoping for, to be honest with you. But
I'm starting to think these are the same. Neither one of us drink energy drinks.
Yeah.
So it's been probably at least 5 years since I've had one. So, we're really going in blind at this. Mm. What are you thinking as far as?
I think number 2 is slightly better than number 1 for me. Just the aftertaste has just almost like less of an aftertaste, I guess. It doesn't leave like a...
It doesn't linger a little bit?
Yeah, there's no lingering. There's no like a chalky, almost too sugary taste. Like number 1, I could drink number 1, especially like you said, as a cocktail. Number 2, though, I could drink just by itself. Probably wouldn't. I don't want to drink that much sugar, but if I had to, I think number 2 is my favorite. Number 1's in the middle. Drinkable, but not me. And number 3 is just needs to be thrown away.
I feel like we may have had a small percentage here of actually lined up perfectly. Because my number 1 does have like a chalky aftertaste. Mm-hmm. I would drink it.
Because I mixed them up even before I brought them to the table, too.
I know. I have no idea what you did, and then I mixed it. I would drink number 1, and I would probably never complain or know the difference if I didn't immediately drink number 2 after it.
That's a good point. Now, the real question is, how do we reveal? Do we start by revealing what our best was, or do we reveal the worst first?
I think let's start with our best.
Our best? And you're going with number 1 or number 2 is your best?
It's a close call. I think I would go with number 2.
All right, so we're both number 2. So my number 2 was Rich Energy.
Are you shitting me? You're no. Shitting me.
Well, I marked it with a PE for poor energy, of course, but I actually just picked Rich Energy as my favorite. Wow.
What the hell?
Oh, no.
There's no way.
I feel like my whole life is a sham.
That's all right, cool. Well,
what do you got?
My number 2, you wrote this.
So. You got Rich Energy as well.
Are you serious?
Oh, no. Number 1 is definitely going
to
be Red Bull.
It has to be, because you know they stole that shit and apparently just made it sweeter. Number 1, what's your number 1? Yep.
Red Bull. Wow. No way. I'm not surprised, though, that the Monster was my least favorite. Yeah. I had a feeling that was going to happen because I did have a Monster years and years ago, and I thought it was absolutely awful. Since then, all I've drank that I enjoy from them is their Monster Rehabs because it doesn't taste like Monster, and it's good for a hangover.
So, it's shocking to me, though. I don't know what's more shocking, that we picked this poor-ass shit, Rich Energy, or that the Monster is so damn bad that we can't drink this
shit. The Monster is awful.
I mean, this is like one of the best-selling energy drinks in the world.
I don't understand it at all.
And this is awful.
You couldn't pay me to take another... Well, you could pay me to do a lot of things, but I would not want to take another sip of that.
Yeah, so my line there is pretty stretched out, but wow. Okay.
I'm actually kind of floored.
Because the reason we want to do it blind is because if you know, we've seen a couple of these other tests, and everybody's kind of cracked the can open. Chris mm-hmm. Harris had his the other day, cracked the can open and drinked it. And, you know, if you can go on into it thinking, like, this is going to taste like shit, it probably mm-hmm. will. So.
Man, I am surprised.
I'm almost ashamed of ourselves.
Thank you, William Story, for blessing us with this beautiful drink.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. This is, I'm shocked.
If this is the last episode of the Outlap F1 podcast, it was great talking to you guys.
If you don't hear from us again.
We enjoyed the ride.
Thanks for everything.
If we go completely dark, send the police out to Illinois for us. But, all right.
This is not good. Next thing you know, we're going to be Grosjean fans.
Oh, God.
This is not good.
You're going to be a Renault fan, like, tomorrow.
Let's not push it.
You're going to grow a stupid little French mustache. And I mean, you already got the beard going there.
After this, I've decided now that Monster needs to start sponsoring Renault for sure, because I think they're match made in heaven.
Both shit are trash. And shit, yeah. Yes. Oh, well, man. This makes me question a lot of my life decisions right now. All right. Well, any last words on this nice bonus episode that you wanted to discuss?
I guess I got to get my hands on some more Rich Energy. I'm a new man.
Hey, I've got a case back at the house, so come on over and we'll mix that shit up. So, all right. Well, I guess for James and John signing out, hopefully not for the last time, after drinking way more Rich Energy than I plan to. So, all right, guys, have a good night. We'll talk to you early next week with some guest episodes and some news and Formula One chatter along the way. So talk to you guys soon. Take care.
Can't wait.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Outlap F1 podcast. If you like what you heard, click that subscribe button, leave us a 5-star review, and please tell your friends. If you'd like to connect with us outside of the show, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Outlap F1 Podcast, or email us at outlapf1@gmail.com. Until next time, have a great night, and thanks again as always for your support.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.